When it comes to weight management, we tend to focus on what we eat, but Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. That's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up today.
Welcome back, everybody, to another edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Tuesday, September 24th edition, 13-game banger on tap for you tonight. Hope everybody had a good Monday. It was a wild one. Cash in lines with negative from your pitching. It was what we expected. Pitching garbage, baseball, home runs for days with the good old birds in Toronto getting it done, the Orioles and the Jays, plus many, many more. Pretty much everybody getting it done for you last night. So tons of fun there. 13-gamer on tap for you tonight. 7 of the 11 totals we currently have are 9 or higher. There's 8 team totals over 5. There's 2 team totals over 6. So there will be plenty of offense. Pitching is around as well. Just depends on where you want to take your stand. When we're looking at the totals on this slate, Cubs, Pirates, 8.5. Orioles, Blue Jays, 10. Marlins, Mets, 8. Waiting on the Yankees, Rays. Red Sox, Rangers, 11. Indians, White Sox, 9.5. Braves, Royals, 9. Cardinals, D-backs, 8.5. Rockies, Giants, 8. A's, Angels, 9.5. Astros, Mariners, 9. Dodgers, Padres, 9. Lots of good stuff there. Weather-wise, wind blowing in from left field. Miami at the Mets. That might help Thor maybe get it done. Cleveland, Chicago blowing in from right field about 13 miles an hour. Atlanta, Kansas City blowing out to left about 10 miles an hour. All right, let's get crack-a-lackin' on your pitching. You got 4 guys over 10K. Tonight, Garrett Cole, 13,000 at the Seattle Mariners. What a price tag. What a freaking price tag. But he's faced Seattle 3 times this year. 21 innings pitched, 10 hits, 4 earned, 36 strikeouts. He's averaging 38.9 points per appearance versus the Seattle Mariners. He faced them 3 starts back, 8 innings, 1 hit, 1 earned. It was a solo shot, 15 Ks for 49.4. He has 4, 5, 6, 7 straight starts of 10 or more DraftKings points. And in all 7 of those starts, he has 31 or more DraftKings points. If you're asking, is Garrett Cole worth the price? Yes. $13,000 is an astronomical price, and he has to be lights out to get it. But he's that guy. If you can afford Garrett Cole, play Garrett Cole. It's just going to be tough to afford him. You can drop $1,200 cheaper and get Mike Clevinger, 11-8 at the Chicago White Sox. He's faced the White Sox twice this year. He's averaging almost 32 points per start against the White Sox. Faced him 4 starts back, 7 innings, 2 hits, 2 earns, 1 homer, 9 Ks for 26 points. Kleb Dog's a very solid play. He's got 25 or more points in 9 of his last 10 appearances with that 30-plus point upside. Nice pivot off of Cole, saved $1,200. White Sox striking out 26% of the time, pretty much similar to K rate to the Seattle Mariners. And when you look at team totals, Mariners 2.65, White Sox 3.96. That's quite the disparity there, but both offenses aren't that good. So Kleb Dog, very nice pivot off of Cole. I got Clevinger 1, Cole 2 just by price point. Cole's the better play. If you can play Cole, play Cole. That's simple. All right, when you drop down the 9K pitcher, they put them in their own little bracket here. You got Jack Flaherty, $9,800 at the Arizona Diamondbacks. Flaherty has just been outstanding this year, usually at home more so than the road, but his last 2 home starts, 29-6 at the Cubs, 37-8 at Pittsburgh, 20 at Milwaukee, 20 at Cincinnati, 31 at Kansas City, 33 at the Dodgers. The bad road numbers were earlier this year. Flaherty's just dominating everywhere he goes these days. And he faces an Arizona team that Wainwright pitched decent against yesterday, 21.5% K rate versus righties. Flaherty's a minus 170 road favorite in this matchup. And Arizona, 3.65 team total, 308 WOBA, 169 ISO versus righties. Flaherty is a very, very nice option. If you don't want to pay up big time, Flaherty definitely in play for you tonight. And I think the chalk of the night, I'm curious when we see the ownership's about 3:30-ish Pacific time in the TQE member Discord, is what is Noah Syndergaard's ownership? He's at home against the Miami Marlins. He's faced the fish twice this year, averaging 22 points per start. Somehow been better on the road than at home this season. His last three starts at Colorado, home versus the Dodgers, home versus Phillies, have been disastrous. Prior to that, was pitching very well. So it's going to be really interesting to see how this plays out with Thor, who's just having a very, very up and down year. But $9,000 does have a tremendous ceiling. As the Marlins strike out 24% of the time versus righties, Thor -231 home favorite, 24% K rate, 48% ground ball rate of his own. And the Fish have a team total of 3, second lowest on the slate. They have a 291 WOBA and a 134 ISO versus righties. So Thor at 9K is a great play. Just curious how chalky he is, because I'd like to be able to pivot off of him if possible. At this point in time, we'll have Thor 1, Flaherty 2, but I'm just not sure I want to play a chalky Thor in a 13-game slate. But we'll see. Maybe we'll differentiate with the bats. It's a great spot for Thor. I'd rather probably go to Flaherty and be different there, or get up to Clevinger and Cole. But if you can't afford it, Syndergaard's nice savings for an elite pitcher. So that's why I think he'll be very popular. All right, your 7 and 8K range. Homer Bailey, $8,400 at the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. Bailey's been much better at Oco Coliseum than on the road. That's been a proven fact. But his last couple road starts at Houston and at the Yankees have been outstanding. And in Kansas City wasn't even that bad, but prior to that was bad. But the fact he can go into Houston, get 18-4, into the Bronx, get 24 points, tells me a lot, because you're facing an Angels team that's depleted. No Upton, no Trout. It just keeps getting beat up. No Ohtani. It's the who's who of the Angels is gone. They're striking out 22% of the time versus righties. Bailey's a -185 road favorite with a 22% K rate and a 45.5% ground ball rate of his own. This Angels team's depleted. Team total of 4, lefties 282, righties 361. So Bailey at 84, sneaky play. I don't think anybody's going to want to pay that price for Bailey. The upside is there. A play I really like in this range is Mad Bum at $8,200. Very volatile season, but at home, a 280 ERA, averaging almost 20 points per start. He's faced the Rockies 4 times this year, averaging 20 points per start. That includes the road starts as well. Recent road starts, 15 against Miami, or home starts, 15 against Miami, 17 against Pitt, 32 against San Diego, 35 against Oakland. He's been electric at home this season, and he faces a Colorado team, striking out 22.5% of the time versus left-handed pitching. Bumgarner, -170 favorite in this matchup, bringing a 24% K rate into tonight's ball game. Colorado's got 3.4 team total, third lowest on the slate. Lefties 258, righties 334. So an intriguing option there with Mad Bum at only $8,000. I was really, really surprised by that price point. Or 82, really surprised by that price point tonight. I think you can have some fun with that. In the 7K range, Masahiro Tanaka, $7,700 at the Tampa Bay Rays. Tanaka's been horrific on the road, but the one thing he hasn't been horrific is he owns the Tampa Bay Rays. 4 starts this year, 28 and a third innings, 16 hits, 5 earned, 28 Ks, averaging 28 points per start against the Tampa Bay Rays. It's just pick your poison because he's been disastrous on the road. Like really, really bad on the road, but he has owned the Tampa Bay Rays. $7,700. The Rays team's still fighting for the postseason. They're going to be giving it its all. You got Tanaka-san. Where did you go, Tanaka? I can't read at this point in time, apparently. Why did they not pull him on my list? Well, that's interesting. All right, but Tampa Bay, maybe that's why I don't have a total yet, because they have Chad Green down here. I'm pretty sure DK's got Tanaka. All this other stuff has Chad Green. So keep an eye on that one. But if Tanaka's in at 77, good GPP play. Not cash, good GPP play. Last but not least, Julio Teheran. $7,500 at the Kansas City Royals. Teheran better at home than on the road. He's faced Kansas City once this year, 22 DraftKings points. Been pitching really well overall this season. Only a 3.55 ERA for Julio. Would surprise many this season. Kansas City striking out 22.5% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Julio, 22% K rate, 39% ground ball rate of his own. And when you talk about Kansas City, a 4.2 team total, but a 3.11 WOBA and a 164 ISO. First right-handed pitching. Wind is blowing out to left in that one, so be careful. But still, Julio at that price point does give you some nice savings. So in the 7 and 8K range, I got Mad Bum, Julio, Tanaka, Bailey. Last but not least, if you're punting, because the punts are horrific. At this point in time, things might change, but I'll just go $5,200 with Brendan McKay. I'll roll the dice. The Yankees are depleted. Yes, Giancarlo's back. Sanchez is trying to come back, but overall, it's really, really ugly. Brendan McKay at one point was a dominant pitcher. He's only going to pitch you 3 or 4 innings. The upside's there, but it's super risky at $5,200 against the Yankees. So just keep that in mind with McKay. You don't want to go all in here, but the Yankees do strike out 22.5% of the time versus left-handed pitching. McKay, a 26% K rate, just gives up a lot of fly balls and a lot of hard contact. So be careful there. But for $5,200 is an interesting punt in this slate. Recapping your pitching real quick. Up top, Clevinger, Cole. In the middle, Mad Bum, Syndergaard, Syndergaard, Tanaka, Bailey. I forgot, at the 9K range. At 9K, Syndergaard, Flaherty. In the 7 and 8K range, Mad Bum, Teheran, Tanaka, Bailey. Down below, McKay. All right, before we get into the bats on this slate, need to talk to you about Super Draft. It is an awesome way to play daily fantasy sports. No prices. You pick the players you want to play, and it all depends on what multipliers, what risks you want to take. If you want to take the chalk, take the chalk. There might be 1x multipliers, but take the chalk. Otherwise, roll some dice and have some fun. And when you sign up, when you create your account, use promo code Bubba so they know you got it through this podcast, and then you'll get a $10 deposit bonus when you make your first deposit. You don't have to deposit right away. Set up your account with promo code Bubba. Play some free contests if you want. When you make your first deposit, you'll get the $10 deposit bonus. So go check out Superdraft in your app store. Tons and tons of fun over there. All right, let's get to the bats on this 13-game slate. There'll be tons and tons to choose from here per the usual, but we'll try to save some cash at the catcher's position if we can. You could go Steven Vogt at 4,100 versus Hoffman. That does have some upside there and not super expensive in that respect. Roberto Perez at Cleveland versus Hector Santiago at 38 is very nice. Cleveland's going to be a solid look for you tonight with the 5.55 team total. Lefties 404, righties 336 for Santiago. A guy like Perez does give you some levity there. Yadier Molina, loved him yesterday. He went deep. He's 3,700 tonight versus Leak. You can go back to him if you like. Pedro Severino versus the lefty K, 3,600. Very nice. We know Severino hits lefties well. Baltimore back in play for us tonight with a team total of 4.7. Lefties 203, righties 363 versus K. So a guy like Severino, very solid as well. When you slide on down, though, you could pick your poisons pretty much throughout here. You got the likes of maybe a Martin Maldonado versus Dunn in Seattle. And then Malone's coming in after Dunn. Maldonado versus a lefty is intriguing at that price point. Beef Wellington, probably not going there. But Danny Jansen at 31 versus Dylan Bundy in a GPP. Sure, I can see that as an option. Kevin Plawecki, if he gets to start instead of Perez at 29, that's a solid value in that matchup. And then you got guys like Trevino from Texas versus Rodriguez at 28 as an option. Sandy Leon at 2,800 versus Volquez in Texas is a nice cheap piece as well. You'll have Francisco Cervelli versus Danny Duffy for Atlanta. Very solid option, Tom Bien. All right, first base position. You got Belly Bombs at 5,400 against Bolaños of San Diego. That's a solid play. The Dodgers are going to be a nice look tonight with a team total of 5.15, lefties 477, righties 221 in a small sample versus Bolaños. It just sucks it's in San Diego, but the Dodgers can't stop, won't stop. Carlos Santana at 49, switch hitting versus Santiago's in play. Rizzo against Keller at 49. Rizzo's been heating up a bit. Plus, you got the Cubbies fighting for their playoff lives. Team total of 4.85, lefties 320, righties 291 versus Keller. So A to the Rizzo at 49 is in play. If you look to save some cash, you can slide on down to Trey Boo Boo's, only 47 versus K. We mentioned right-handed bats versus K is very, very solid. Plus, Toronto's bullpen's not great. Plus, a hitter-friendly environment. We could see a lot of fun like we saw last night with Baltimore and Toronto yet again. Mitchie Two-Bags, interesting play here in Texas. Hasn't been doing a lot since coming back. Well, I guess I should rephrase that. 9, 14, and 32 over the weekend. Prior to that, not a lot. But $4,700 in a very, very hitter-friendly Arlington ballpark. Boston's got a team total of 6. It's either going to be Ariel Jurado or Edinson Volquez. Either way, Boston's in a great spot for you tonight. So Mitchie Two-Bags at 47, nice piece of that box in action. Goldie, loved him yesterday. Told you he was a great play, the revenge narrative in play. He went to Ding Dong City. He put up 25 points last night, 25 and 10 in his last two. He's got 10 or more in 3 of his last 5. He's 45 versus Michael Leak. Big fly ball, big home run pitcher in Michael Leak. 4.85 total for St. Louis. Lefties 360, righties 343. You can go back to St. Louis and Goldie if you please tonight. Not a problem at all. Farther down you look, though, It gets a little bleaker, like Jock Jams in a GPP, sure. G-Man Choi, I don't mind in a GPP at 4K because Tanaka Sun can give up the long ball. Choi's averaging almost 12 points over his last 10 with four home runs. Went deep yesterday for 25 DraftKings points. In a GPP, I don't hate him at 4K. A few others, Christian Walker, probably not for Flaherty. I'll stay away from that. Renato Nunez has been quiet, but he's 38 versus K, if you need to go there. Nate Lowe at 37 versus Tanaka in a GPP. You can poke there. Rowdy Tellez at only 36. Justin Smoke at 36 for some value in their matchup as well. Oh, and then last but not least, who's our boy playing down there? Ryan O'Hearn only 33 versus Tejeron is very interesting. O'Hearn hitting the ball harder than almost anybody in baseball. You know you can attack Tejeron with the left-handed bats. Lefty's 331, righty's 314 this season. So Ryan O'Hearn at 33, solid value in that one. Second base, you got Tommy Edman, who just keeps doing it. He went deep in the first yesterday. He's averaging 14.4 over his last 10, hitting 432 with four homers, two triples, a double, two stolen bases. 25 points last night, 25, 13, 15, 7, 15, 21, 4, 11, 16, 17. The dude just keeps doing it. Second base, third base eligible at 53. Solid play for Tommy Edmonds. Kevin Biggio went deep for us last night, plus three walks, got you 24 DraftKings points. He's hitting 405 over his last 10, averaging 15.4. Nice play versus Bundy tonight at 4,900 bucks. Got a little bit of a price decrease facing the Bundy man tonight. So don't hate that with Kevin at all. Jeff McNeil at 47 is nice. Altuve at 47 is good discount. Johnny VR visited Ding Dong City last night. He got you 24 points. He's switch hitting versus K and company at 46. I like that as well. So some very nice options. You got Ozzie Albies, who loves hitting lefties. Wind blowing out the left in Kansas City. 4,500 bucks versus Danny Duffy. Atlanta has a team total of 4.8. Lefties 333. Righties 344. First Duffy, so a good look there for Ozzie Albies. So a lot of, you know, 4,500 and above, you got the likes of, you know, you got Edmund all the way up top, Kevin Biggio, very solid look, Altuve, VR, Albies, really nice options, 4,500 and above, really, really nice options. You got Whit Merrifield and Cash at 44. If Ian Happ cracks the lineup, he becomes GPP relevant at 41 versus Mitch Keller, as Happ's been very, very, very up and down, super up and down. But GPP-wise, if you're stacking the Cubs, Happ isn't the worst play. Nick Solak back in Texas. Erod's been great, but Solak still averaging 10 over his last 10, hitting 316 with three home runs. He went deep in his last game on the 21st. Why hasn't he played in a while? That's interesting. I'll have to check into that, or just DraftKings. He had a couple days off there. Interesting. But Solak at 41, interesting play there versus Erod in that matchup. Shed Long, we've been loving him, but he's facing Garrett Cole tonight, so be careful. Still GPP viable, as Cole will give up a home run or two in that matchup, but just be careful in that. Gavin Lux at 38 has got upside versus Bolaños in San Diego. Ben Zobrist likely leading off at 37. Ezra Cabrera GPP versus Aaron Nola at 37. You can look that way. Brock Holt's only 37 versus some value in Boston. Garrett Hampson's been in fuego. He's stolen five bags over his last five games, three homers over his last 10, hitting 421, averaging over 14 points a game over his last 10. It is Mad Bum, but 3,600 bucks. Get on base, steal a bag, score a run. You got double digits. So that's definite value there with Garrett Hampson. Joey Wendell at 34. Nice value as well. Likely leading off for the Rays. Chad Pinder versus a lefty at 34 in your GPPs. You can look there. So tons of value. Tons of really good second base plays, period. If you want to pay up, they're awesome. If you want to save some cash, you have choices. Third base, you got Devers at 55. He's a very solid look. We got Tommy Edmonds right there at 53 and Bregman at 51. Two really good plays. Devers has been very, very hot and cold of late, but you know, coming off an 8-pointer last night, 8-9-16 in his last three, 0-12-16. So maybe he's getting it going again after quite the little funk there, but 5,500 has some upside. I mentioned Tommy Edmonds just a second ago. Rendon at 49, when we get to BVP, Rendon is taking care of business versus Aaron Nola. He'll go unowned. Not a must play by any means. If you want to get YOLO with some upside, you got Rendon. Or you just save cash and keep dropping down. You want Moncada in a GPP versus Clevinger at 44. Moncada's hitting everything. Clevinger's good, but Clevinger has gotten hit around before. So Moncada at 44 is interesting in that matchup. Matty Chapman at 42 versus Dylan Peters. Definite upside there. John Birdie at 41. If you think Syndergaard's going to fail, Birdie's a solid look. Hunter Dozier at 41 as well in a GPP. Don't mind that at all. I mentioned Nick Solak already. Vladito, 3,800 versus Bundy is a great price tag. If you want to save some cash, he got you 10 points last night. He was 2-for-7 with a run and an RBI, but he missed a hit a bomb to the wall, just missed it. Hit a foul ball on extras that went looked like it went over the when I watched quick pitch last night, looked like it went over the foul pole. Vladito at 38 is very sneaky nice in that one. Drew Cabrera is in play as well. Starling Castro at 36. Hanser Alberto at 35. Joey Wendell at 34. Kyle Seager at 34. They're not easy matchups, but you got some value down here for sure. Heading over to shortstop, you got X-Man Xander Bogaerts at 54 in a great matchup. He had the day off yesterday, so should be good to go tonight in Texas. Marcus Semien in a great spot versus Peters, and they're probably basically unowned. Oakland has a 5.5 team total. Lefties 343. Righty's 352. It's one of those nights where it feels like Oakland's just going to get overlooked with all these other options. Dylan Peters is being hit hard lately. Oakland fighting for the postseason. Could have a big night for the Athletics. Francisco Lindor versus the lefty Santiago at 5K as the Indians keep fighting for their wild card lives. I like that quite a bit. Play teams that have something that matters to them. Very simple. Unless you're playing like the Marlins or something where they're just trying out their young kids, which is fine too. Or the Orioles or the Jays, as you saw last night. Just make sure it's not teams just completely tanking. That's what you have to worry about. Corey Seager at 45, been swinging it pretty well of late for the Dodgers. 17 points his last time out, averaging over 10 in his last 10, 17, 15, 17, 10, 20 in his last five. So good look there for Seager at 45 versus Bolaños. Paul DeJong at 42, he's in play. John Birdie mentioned him as well earlier. Ahmed Rosario hit a grand slam last night. He's 39 versus Alcantara. That's a sneaky good play. Alcantara's been good. I'm not hating on Alcantara. The Mets have a team total just below 5. Lefties 336. Righties 301. They basically have to be perfect and get all the luck in the world to make the playoffs. They pretty much got eliminated last night, losing to the Marlins. So Ahmed Rosario at 39. Enjoy it while you can. Willie Adames at 37. He went deep last night. Good GPP play. Nico Horner at 37 versus Mitch Keller. Definitely in play in your GPPs as well. Nick Ahmed went deep yesterday, but I don't know if I want to put Jack Flaherty on that list. So that's a little tricky. Miguel Rojas at 33. If you're looking to punt, you can go there. J.P. Crawford, 32, versus Garrett Cole. Not sexy, but in play if you're desperate. Outfield, tons of options on a 13-game slate. You got Betts. You got Jordan Alvarez. George Springer's been crushing at 3 homers on Sunday. Belly bombs. Acuna versus Duffy with the wind blowing out to the left is nice. You got Meadows, Aaron Judge. Oscar Mercado versus Santiago, I like a lot. So 5K and above, you know, I'd probably lean Springer and Mercado as my two, but all are great plays, all parts of stacks, not really one-offs when you're all the way up top there. When you drop down, JD Martinez at 4,900 in Texas is very nice, but Nick Castellanos versus Keller at 48, gotta love that one. Ramon Laureano at 48, part of that A stack I like. He's hitting 400 over his last 10, averaging 9 points per game, 13 and 10 in his last two, a 3-0, then a 15, 13, 24. Big upside with Laureano at 48, a piece of an A stack for sure. Mentioned Trey Boo at 47. Kyle Schwarber, I wish this game wasn't in Pittsburgh, but Schwarber averaging, hitting 389 over his last 10, averaging over 11 points, 5, 12, 10, 5, 4, 20, 18, 28 over his last 8. 47 versus Mitch Keller. Mark Canha. Really solid play at 47. No one's going to own him. Hitting 351 with 3 Jimmy Jacks over his last 10. Averaging almost 12 over his last 10. 10, 23, 23, 10 over his last 4. Going up against Dylan Peters. Canha, very, very solid in that one. Jorge Soler, nice GPP play versus Tehran at 46. Marcelo Zuna, GPP as well. Brett Gardner continues to rake. Jordan Luplow does crush lefties. Just realize if the lefty comes out, they might switch him out of the game. But 4,500 to try to get a dong or two is in play. Yastrzemski at 45 versus Hoffman just sucks. It's an AT&T Park. Yasiel Puig at 44 versus Santiago is in play. Yasiel just hasn't been as consistent as I like, but he is hitting 421 over his last 10, averaging 8.7, 18, 0, 7, 19, 14, and 11 over his last 6. So really streaking of late. Ride the streak while you can at 4,400 versus Santiago. Nice savings to get a nice piece of some Cleveland offense with Yasiel. Sliding on down, like Tommy Pham at 43 has a little bit of upside for you there. Michael Conforto at 42, good GPP play versus Alcantara. Cole Calhoun, if you don't like Bailey at 42, has some upside. Eloy Jimenez in a GPP, sure, but then Franmil Reyes at 41 versus Hector Santiago. It's always boom or bust with Franmil. 16-5-2-18 over his last four. It's all or nothing, but definite upside for Santiago at 4,100. Our boy Grichik went deep again yesterday, averaging 13 over his last 10. He's hit six home runs over his last 10 games. $4,100 versus Dylan Bundy. The Jays are live again tonight, boys and girls. Live with a 5.3 team total in this one. All right. When you get to 4K, still at the 41s. Mentioned Hap, mentioned Jock Jams earlier. Michael Brantley's 41. Anthony Santander switch hitting versus K at 4K. You can definitely look there. Brandon Nimmo in a GPP at 41 or 4K is okay as well. But let's drop a Jackie Bradley Jr. at 4,000 is interesting. He's always boomer bust, but coming up with a 20-pointer yesterday in Tampa Bay. Now it goes into very hitter-friendly Texas against Dorado or Volquez, whoever's throwing. Doesn't matter. Great matchup there for Jackie Bradley Jr. Excuse me. When you go below 4K, though, you got some really nice options here if you want to get weird, like Alex Dickerson if he cracks the Giants lineup at 39. But the play to make, I've been preaching him to you pretty much every day of late. Austin Hayes of the A's. He was batting second last night. He got you 42 DraftKings points. He's averaging almost 12 his last inning and 342 with four home runs. He double-donged last night. But 42, 5, 16, 5, 18, 19 over his last 16 games. The dude is legit. He's $3,800 tonight versus K. Really good spot there for Austin Hayes. A few others. There's going to be a ton down here, so check lineups. Ben Zobrist, 37. You could look at Harrison Bader at 37. He went deep last night. Kyle Lewis, 37, GPP only versus Cole. Greg Allen's 36. Nick Markakis, 36. Crush Davis is 36. That's a nice GPP play versus versus Peters. Mentioned Garrett Hampson at 36 if you want to save some cash. Billy McKinney, I believe he was leading off last night for Toronto. He's 35 versus Bundy if you're looking for some savings. So lots and lots of ways to go down here. Check your lineups per usual. All right, recapping your pitching real quick. 10K and above, Clevinger, Cole. Cole's the better play, but he costs a lot more. In the 9K range, Syndergaard, Flaherty. Watch the chalk on Syndergaard. 7 and 8K range, you got Mad Bum, Teheran, Tanaka, Bailey. And then as your punt, and the punts suck, I try to stay out of it, is Brendan McKay. All right, if you're stacking it up, you got Houston versus Tommy Malone, or you got Dunn, then Tommy Malone. Houston's a great play as they keep crushing it. And as it's been noted in the FSD Slack chat many times over the last week, Houston keeps being low-owned, and it's pretty awesome. So you got Houston in play for you tonight. You got Boston in a great matchup in Texas. You can't hate that if it's Dorado or Volquez, whoever. Great spot for you there. Cleveland versus Hector Santiago is sexy. I love Oakland. I think that'll be one of the overlooked ones against Dylan Peters tonight. I'll go right back to Toronto and Baltimore. No problem with that at all. That'll be a lot of offense. I prefer the Baltimore side of it, but both very solid looks for you there. Dodgers aren't bad. I hate that it's in Petco, but not bad. St. Louis in play yet again versus Mike Leake. Cubs versus Keller. Atlanta versus Duffy. But if I got to just pick a few, it's Houston. It's Oakland. It's Cleveland. It's Boston. And then Toronto, Baltimore will be the ones I'll be building around for now until we see lineups and see how things change. Let's check your BVP and get you on out of here on this Tuesday. Anthony Rendon, 13 for 37, two doubles, two homers off of Nola. Kendrick, Gomes, Michael A. Taylor, Soto, Zimmerman have all taken Nola deep, but they're hitting 241 as a team. Brad Miller, 3 for 7 with a double and a homer off Scherzer. Jay Bruce, 7 for 22, double, triple, two homers, but really a .194 average as a team. Adam Frazier, 6 for 13, double and a homer off Kyle Hendricks. Castellanos is taking Keller deep. That's good to know. A few others for you. McNeil, 4 for 14 with a homer off Alcantara. Really nothing BVP standing out right now. That's really worth noting. This is interesting. Slow night. Abreu, he's only at 208, but he's got two homers off Clevinger. Jason Kipnis isn't playing, so that doesn't matter. Logan Forsythe, 3 for 10 with a homer off Erod if he cracks the lineup. JBJ, 3 for 5, two doubles and a homer versus Volquez. Betts, 4 for 8, double, and two homers off Volquez. Mitchie Twobags, 4 for 7 with a homer. So they've seen him well, as you'd expect. Donaldson and McCann have taken Danny Duffy deep in small samples. Marcell Ozuna, 7 for 14, two doubles, two homers off Mike Leake. Dexter Fowler's got two homers. Goldie, two homers as well. Blackman, 16 for 42, two doubles, two homers off Mad Bum. Trevor Story, four homers, but hitting 219. As a team, they're hitting 249 off Mad Bum, but you got to factor Coors in there. Machado, 4 for 9 with a double and two homers off Rich Hill. Renfro, two homers. Margot, Hedges, and Myers have all taken Rich Hill deep. Domingo Santana, 8 for 21, 3 doubles off of Garrett Cole. But overall, not a lot of really relevant BVP on tonight's slate. But hey, 13-game slate, going to be a ton of fun. If you have any questions, I'm on Twitter at BDIntrick. And join us in the Fantasy Sports DGen Slack chat. Always a lot of good stuff going on over there. A lot of conversation on all sports being discussed there. A lot of Super Draft talk. If you want Super Draft talk, listen to the Always Pressing PGA DFS podcast with myself and Jesse. Recorded it on Monday night, previewing the Safeway Open. Talked a lot about Super Draft and that one and some other great PGA DFS stuff to get your lineups ready for the week. Come check us out at thequantedge.com. Promo code Bubba gets you the discounts you need on the packages of your choice as they're crushing it in NFL and NFL betting, the works. Everything is money over there. So go check all that out. Much more coming up this week at the at Fantasy Sports Degens. Francisco releases next Italia Serie A Week 5 plays. Mitch released part 2 of a relevant player from every fantasy basketball team you need to know this season. So go check all that out and much, much more. But for now, this was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Tuesday, September 24th edition. I'm out.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote? Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.